All right, we're here in the media room after the shocking events of UFC 196. Standing here with a chap who was sat next to me throughout Fight Night, Jeremy Botter from Bleacher Report. Jeremy, you've covered this one for a long time, much longer than me. How does this rank in terms of shocks?
I mean, it's up there, right? Right with the most shocking moments, I think, have happened in the last 6 months with Holly Holm beating Ronda Rousey, and then tonight, Miesha Tate beating her, which I guess isn't, you know, clearly not as big of an upset. And the main event really wasn't that big of an upset either. I mean, betting-wise, you know, Conor went off as a 5-1 favorite. I assumed that he was just going to roll through Nate Diaz. Forgot just how tough Nate Diaz is. Always has been, and, you know, always will be.
And it was a very interesting point that I think Johnny Schraga mentioned to me earlier via Pete Carroll, that back in Ireland there may be the thought that, well, hang on a second, Holly didn't tap. She went out on her shield.
Yeah.
Conor tapped.
Yeah.
So what's the mindset there? I mean, do you think it's a sensible thing to tap when you're in that position?
Of course it is. Going out on your shield is the stupidest thing ever. Like, if the choke's on and you're going out, tap out. The only thing you prove by going out, letting yourself go unconscious, is that you're a dumbass. To be honest, that's just the way I see it. I've never liked that notion. We know you're tough. You don't have to go unconscious to prove that you're tough to us. It's ridiculous.
Now, obviously, the original trajectory of this was supposed to be 145 championship for McGregor, 155 this weekend, and then possibly moving up for 170 at UFC 200. Obviously, all of that's been blown out of the water at this point. Should Conor concentrate on one division, and if so, which division should he stick to?
155. I think he'll give up the 145 belt maybe as soon as tonight, if not, you know, sooner. I think his next fight will be Rafael Dos Anjos, probably at UFC 200. That's what I would do. Not Rafael Dos Anjos. I'm sorry. I think his next fight will be probably like a Donald Cerrone, because you can't really give him Dos Anjos, you know, now over Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz deserves that fight. Nate Diaz wants that fight. That's what he gets. I don't think you can send him into a title fight coming off this loss. So I'd give him somebody like Cerrone. Let him, if he can beat Cerrone, right back in there.